Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Wellness Wednesday. I'm your host, Meredith Patterson, and today we are talking about theta waves and what they do and what they are. I have been listening to theta waves every morning for about 20 minutes while I have my coffee, and I have to tell you, I am calmer, I am more connected, and I just feel less anxious. I'm not worrying as much. Whether or not that's the theta waves, I don't know, but I am a believer in listening to theta waves. So theta waves are very beneficial. They're connected to creativity, intuition, and learning. And scientists believe that these waves are essential for information processing and memory storage. They're also linked to different types of learning. If you've never heard of theta waves and you've never even gone down the rabbit hole of information that you can find on them, please do and please let this be a launching point. So when the brain is in a theta mode, you enter into a relaxed yet focused state. It's ideal for meditation, and that's what I've been doing. I just went on Apple Music and put in theta waves for letting go. There's actually a link for that, and I just listen to it and I meditate, and it is ideal for meditation, creativity, learning. But theta waves also reduce stress and anxiety, they improve memory and concentration, and even boost your immune system. So I am taking a lot of my information from Psychology Today. So I will have the link in the show notes as well. So theta waves are also called binaural beats. And I know I said that wrong. I should have practiced that before I said it. But let's talk about the benefits of what theta waves are. What happens when, you know, these frequencies or tones are presented at the same time? And I could go deep into what theta waves are and all of that, but let's just go deep into what the benefits are, because otherwise this will be a really long episode. But I want you guys again to take this as a launching point for yourself. So these theta waves, they occur when you're transitioning into or out of a state of rest or meditation. So I say that because they're really great to listen to when you are waking up or about to go to sleep. It'll help you start meditating, and their frequency of these waves ranges from 5 Hz to 7 Hz. There are also alpha waves and beta waves, delta waves. So lots of different waves that we're exploring. I'm specifically talking about theta waves in connection to well-being and creativity and all the things that I feel that I've been more connected to since listening to theta waves every day for the past couple weeks. So this delta or theta level frequency, it lessens anxiety in people. And I can't give you any explanation other than it's helped me be more calm. And there is those binaural beats. I really have to figure out how to say that. But those, you know, those also are something that are a part of theta waves. So they're not, this is the thing. I find that sometimes when I do a lot of Wellness Wednesdays that are kind of out there like this, some people claim that, you know, it's a fad, but some people claim it's changed their lives. And there's really little evidence to prove that because nobody really studies this stuff, but it's really up to you. I always say it's bio-individual, and whatever it does, I know that meditation, there's many studies about meditation and how that helps you. But it really is something that changes the waves in your brain. Okay, so let's talk about that. What are the benefits of increasing theta brain waves? So a theta pattern of activity may also facilitate relaxation on a deeper level. then you can typically access. Stress, anxiety, fear, or uncertainty will decrease by listening to these theta waves, while intuitive capacity will increase. Now, I have a pretty, I've been told, high intuitive capacity, and I haven't trusted my instincts a lot in the past, and I'm really learning in my 30s and 40s to trust my instincts. And a lot of times those mental blocks of just that you happen to have will disappear with listening to these theta brainwaves. So let's talk about unlocking the power of what this is. And I know I'm kind of jumping around everywhere, but this is something that you can put in to Google: theta waves and how these brain waves can boost your health and performance as a creative artist, as a person. But I'm now citing many different articles, which I will put on the show notes. But theta waves and why they matter in unlocking the secrets to better health and performance. You might want to explore the power of this and just try it on your own, because they're associated with all the things I said: relaxation, meditation, creativity. And let's explain why they matter and explore some of the benefits that your brain can have. It is something that I can only go back to. You know, I feel like I'm speaking in Greek, because I am. You know, theta waves and the connection of that. I don't even know how I came across it and how I started listening to it, but I read a lot of articles on wellness and just kind of get interested in stuff. And why I started listening to it is because I am curious, and I will try kind of anything, because I was feeling really stressed out and anxious and needed to have some clarity on my creativity. And listening to this has helped to heal me a little bit in that way. So let's talk about, again, I apologize for bouncing all over the place, but let's talk about what happens. What are the five brain frequencies that you have in general? Delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. So it feels like we're going to college and we are in, you know, a sorority or a fraternity, but delta waves are the slowest, gamma waves are the fastest. So delta is the lowest frequency. I'm assuming that's what happens when you sleep, but I haven't looked up delta waves, but I'm assuming that that's more associated with sleep, because those are the slowest of the brain waves. So if you know that, please write me and tell me that. But theta is the next level. So what happens during the theta state? The theta state is a period of time during which the body and mind experience deep relaxation and restoration. It enables the brain and body to actually rest and heal. It also encourages learning, memory storage, and creativity. So if you guys know me, you know my brain is working on like the gamma state most of the time. And it's really important for me to be able to unplug. And I don't do that enough. Theta waves are also described as the waves of healing. They encourage rejuvenation, growth, healing, and restoration after illness, physical exertion, and mental burnout. So my intuition brought me to starting to listen to theta waves on a daily basis for the past 2 weeks. And I keep saying this, I know I'm going to say it again. It really, I feel like, has really affected me in a great way. So the five types of brain waves, brain waves are oscillating electrical impulses produced by bundles of neurons within the brain. And there are five types of brain waves characterized by their frequency. Again, like the brain frequency and waves are delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. So better for sleep is theta and delta, but I don't really feel sleepy when I listen to these theta waves. I just feel calm. And I feel like I am just able to focus better. And, you know, I would say, you know, that I'm looking also at another information. It says the listening time is up to you, how long you listen to them. But in general, you can use these binaural beats and theta waves for 30 minutes a day. It can help to train your brain and reach a desired mental state. You can sleep to theta waves. You can sleep to, you know, I wrote both of my books to those kind of beats that you have that are like Lo-Fi Girl. If you know Lo-Fi Girl on YouTube or Lo-Fi Girl on Apple Music, I had those playing in the background as I was writing. That was just instinctual. I didn't even really know about any of this at the time. So it's just interesting how it's kind of led me to this. But, you know, I've talked a lot about what the benefits are of theta waves, but what is the disadvantage? Because there's always, like, you know, a dark and a light to everything. It is said, and I haven't listened to it too much, but that theta waves can lead to, you know, attention difficulties. You know, I don't feel like, I feel the opposite. I feel if you do have a lot, like you're kind of always thinking and you're always on this level of creativity and all of that stuff, listening to theta waves is like equivalent of having like a glass of wine, kind of calming you down. And how you know you're in a theta state is, you know, it's when you are in a very deep state of relaxation. I like being in that deep state of relaxation when I'm creating, when I'm singing, especially. I do like being in a place of, it's why a lot of performers are like, I need to have a glass of wine or I need to have a cocktail before I go on stage, because it lowers your stress and anxiety and it just feels good, you guys. So that's my Wellness Wednesday for today. I threw a lot of information at you. Please go to the show notes and do some research on theta waves and the benefits of them and how you can begin to use them in your wellness journey. If you already meditate, which I recommend you do at least 10 minutes a day, add theta waves to it and see what happens. You know, explore all of these Wellness Wednesdays, and maybe they're for you, maybe they're not. But I just always want you to know that I am trying to find a path for everybody, because I believe bliss is your birthright. You are meant to be blissful in this world. So keep looking for that bliss, everybody, and have a great rest of your week.